What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club app, the number one online community for DJs where you can stream for free and not get cut off. Today, we have my brother DJ New Me. Brother, can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
My name is DJ New Me. Birth name, Tay Martin. Originally from Miami. Now I live in Atlanta, Georgia, Hotlanta. And that's what I am. That's what I do. That's where I'm from. That's
awesome, me, brother. We really appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm really excited to hear your story. I want to jump right into hearing, you know, what sparked your interest in DJing, and tell me about the beginning days of how you got started.
Well, my story is a lot different from most other DJs. At the time, I've been doing this professionally now for just 2 years. In 2019, I was doing boxing for Parkinson's. I had a personal training studio. It was called A New Me Spiritual Fitness. And it was a place that embodied just worship. It's all about the heart and the mind being one together with the body. And I was doing that, and that was something I had been doing for 10 years, helping people just improve their fitness, get closer with God. So it was kind of like church another way. It was kind of like my ministry through fitness. I am a line dance instructor, and I did gospel line dancing. So I've always loved music. So my business was going great. I had two locations, brick and mortars, and it was just around June 2019, I heard a still small voice say, close the gym. And I was like, nah, this is what I've been doing for 10 years. This is all I've been doing. This is what I've been doing. And I fought it. I fought the voice. I fought the process. And I had just bought my dream car, 2019. This is 19, Charger GT. And I was just like, I just bought this car. Now you told me to close my business. I've been doing this for 10 years. What am I supposed to do, God? Tell me what I'm supposed to do. And God told me, you're going to be a DJ. That sounds crazy, right? Go from fitness and physical therapy to becoming a DJ in a place that I'm not even from here. So I don't even, it's not like I could call Pookie them and my cousins and get that good start. I couldn't call nobody. So I was just like, nah, God, you tripping. So I ignored it. July 2019, business started going down. Nothing I was doing. It's just, you know, people got busy. Kids were out of school. This happened. People moved. It was just all kinds of things. So August, business kept going down. And I was like, man, well, you know what? I'm a hold out. And I was like, God, you know, God said, I told you to close the gym. You didn't want to listen. I told you. I said, God, you told me to close the gym to be a DJ. How am I going to tell my wife, hey, I'm closing our business to become a DJ? I'm a grown man. That is something you do when you're a kid. So I'm like, okay, August came. I'm still fighting it. September came. And I remember it like it was yesterday. It was like September 29th. And I was in my studio. And I just surrendered. And I started crying. And I literally was on my knees crying. And I just told God, okay, I'm going to let this go. This has been my dream. This is what I love to do. I've been doing it for 10 years. I'm going to let this go. And I trust you. And I'm going to follow you. I gave my landlord notice to vacate. 17 days later, I got in a horrible accident in that brand new Charger. I got T-bone. And I was jacked up. Car was total, and I was able to transition straight into DJing. So at this time in October, I might have done maybe 3 gigs. Wasn't really good. It was just playing music. I thought it was fun. And I trusted God. I started a business, and in 2019, I did a total of 13 gigs. Okay? That's okay. So 2020, in the middle of a pandemic, I did 49 gigs.
Wow.
49 gigs. From 13 gigs to 49. And God has constantly been blessing me for being obedient. As of right now, I'm already at 28 gigs for the year.
That's amazing, brother.
So that definitely, by the end of the year, I'm going to smash that 40. And in the middle of a pandemic, when the average DJ, most DJs were not even working. I was actually featured on the news, Channel 2 and Fox News as well, for doing my neighborhood block parties. So that's basically just how it happened. And it just blew up and just took off from there. And, you know, the moral of the story is just to be obedient.
Wow, brother. That is a truly amazing story. And I am a believer myself, and my audience know that I'm connected to the spirit and I trust in God as well. That's what started this business, the club, for me. And it's super powerful to hear on this podcast that you had a divine calling from God to move out of what you were doing into the DJ business. And once you were obedient, he just blessed you with all these opportunities in ways that you couldn't even imagine. Because there are DJs that have been doing this for years upon years that are looking to get that kind of success. And you were able to get it essentially instantly once you were obedient to God. And we typically do not go into religion on this podcast. We have another podcast for that. I could definitely put you on for that. But I'm super excited that we're talking about this and how it relates to DJing and how your obedience to God has helped you in your career. And that's super powerful. Let's talk about some of the things that you were able to accomplish and some of the ways that you were able to just get right into it and get some of those opportunities and lead you to the success in such a short time. I want to use this time to really give tactical advice to other DJs out there that can capture opportunity and help progress their careers fast and quickly, just like you did. So tell me a little bit about that and how DJs can go and create opportunity where most people are seeing lack of.
Well, one thing for me is I'm a good researcher. So when I first started DJing, and like I said, I knew nothing. I trusted God. I honestly called up Sweetwater and said, hey, I want to become a DJ. And I said, what do I need? And they sent me a bunch of stuff. And literally, I had that stuff sat there probably for about 2 months because I had no idea how to even hook it up. I had no idea. I scaled was I researched the competition. I researched what other DJs were doing. I researched the successful DJs that I want to, you know, I saw that was working a lot. I liked their setups. So what I did was I tried to be different and provide something different that other DJs weren't. So I noticed a lot of DJs kind of just focused on the basic equipment. When they go to gigs, they had just their decks, they had speakers, and that's about it. You know, a lot of times they're just on a regular table. I want to add an extra element, so I started with the special effects. So I had the lighting, I had the lasers, and I started getting a lot more special effects, offering up lighting to be more attractive than just a DJ coming with two speakers and a table. I also inserted myself in places that maybe weren't looking for a DJ or didn't know they need a DJ. So I tried to just like pop-up shops or grand openings or anything of that nature, even funerals. I've done a couple of repasts. It's just like, you know, I inserted myself where people wouldn't normally think they might want a DJ. And I said, hey, you ever thought about a DJ for that? Or do you need a DJ? So that's how I kind of got my name out there and people to see who I was, because I inserted myself in situation. And a couple of gigs, you know, I might have did for, I think my first gig I did for $50, you know, and it was like, okay, they liked me. And from that gig, I got other gigs. And then it was okay, the next gig was $100. And for so on and so on. And now, you know, my gigs now run anywhere from $750 to $2,000. Actually, I just booked a couple months ago a $3,000 gig. So, you know, so I saw where other DJs were lacking as far as offering uplighting and special effects, sparklers, dancing on the clouds. And then I just incorporated that with my setup. So when people came to me, it was just a one-stop shop. You know, wow, man. We also have now videography and photography as well. So it just became a one-stop shop.
Wow. This is super amazing, super valuable for any DJs that's listening and are able to see how you quickly progressed from not being a DJ to one that's getting paid over $3,000 for gigs in a short amount of time. And it shows that anyone with passion and with the drive to start something new and to get into this business and to succeed, it's not impossible to do. Right. So anyone out there that's interested in taking the same steps that DJ New Me did, he saw opportunities that no one else were looking for. And he placed himself within those opportunities and provide a great experience and a great offering that can meet the needs of their client, which built up the demand and the value that he can offer to them, which allowed him to charge more. And you have to really think in a business mindset of how you drive value and create opportunity for yourself that's going to be superior to what other people are offering. And you've done it successfully in such a short amount of time. And I'm super impressed by you and your story. And thank you for sharing this. I would love to go into, you know, what's some things that you do for your brand specifically that allows you to stand out? Talk to me a little bit about your name and how you picked the name and how that kind of ties into your brand as well.
Well, the name, like I said, I had the business before, which was New Me Spiritual Fitness. So it was all about creating a new you. My slogan used to be, let a new me help create a new you. So, and that new you is physically, spiritually, mentally, anything that's going to create a new you. So it was a no-brainer to carry on that tradition with New Me to DJ New Me. Because honestly, when I gave God my life and he took control of my life and I told him, yes, I will follow you, I surrendered the old me. So that old me is dead and gone. So what you see before you is DJ New Me, because the old me was a lot different. Growing up, you know, in Miami, I've done things, I've witnessed things that, you know, and done things that I'm not proud of. But it was all to create the new person I am today. And just to let people know that with God, all things are possible and he creates a new you. So even if you were a murderer, a drug dealer, a whore, wherever you were doing before, God washes away your sins and creates a new you. So therefore, it was only fitting what God has done in my life to be DJ New Me, because it's not the old me. The old me is dead and gone. So that's how the name came about.
That's amazing. And this is only the beginning. God has so much more in store for you, and you are walking faithfully in the things and the promises that he has for you. And I'm super excited that we're connected, and I can definitely also provide things that he's given to me that I'm tasked to give out to other people, and specifically the DJ community. So this is a divine connection. He meant this connection to happen. I'm super happy that we're able to do it on this podcast, man. And thank you just for being here to provide so much value to the listeners. You know, I want to talk about some of the things that you're currently focused on today and some of the things that you are projecting to do in the future with your newly found DJ career and business.
Well, the sky's the limit. We have separate sections now, because we also do DJ New Me pop-up movies. So we have different size inflatable screens, and we actually bring the experience to you. We have popcorn machines, cotton candy machines, snow cone machines. We kind of did a soft rollout last year in like September-ish. We did maybe like 2 or 3 gigs. But this year, as everything gets, you know, the weather gets better, it's hotter, we really see it blowing up for the future, as far as, especially since theaters are pretty much closed down or you know, not really showing any good movies. So we can bring that experience to you. We also have another business that we just rolled out. It's called Elevated Platinum Experiences. Now, what we do is we have a chef that we partner with. We have a mixologist that we've partnered with. We have a videographer that we partner with, and we have a decor specialist that we partner with. So what we do is we come into your home, transform your home into a different space. Our chef cooks a 5-course meal. You have me to entertain you. We have our mixologist that she does custom cocktails, the core specialists are just beautiful, you know. So we transform the space with lighting and uplighting, and it's just really an elevated platinum experience. So you can have that entertainment piece, not have to worry about cleaning the kitchen or anything at home. So that's the new thing that we've been really rolling with. That I'm super excited about. I think my focus on business is actually customer service. Providing a service where the client feels just like a celebrity. Even with my DJ gigs, I'm very detail oriented. So I play real close attention to detail. And I give the client a questionnaire. And on that questionnaire, it's gonna let me know everything I need to know about that client, their likes, their dislikes, how they like the music or anything. And I think that's what I focus on, creating a custom experience for each client. So I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, no, that was great, man. And you really, you know, show the detail that you put into your business and how you really create not just an opportunity to play music, but entire experience for your client. And that makes a difference. That's something that is going to stand out with you, and it's going to allow you to organically get new clients, because your clients are going to be so impressed that they're going to tell other people, and you have that viral organic talk about you and your business. And it just leads to you and much more success. I'm super excited that we got connected. You are an amazing person with amazing talent and amazing vision. And this is only the beginning. 2+ years in, and you're doing such amazing job so far, brother. Like, this is a story that couldn't be made up, and that is orchestrated by someone that is higher than all, and allowing this to happen in a divine way. So I'm super excited that just all this is transpiring in your life, and I'm really glad that we're here connecting and telling this story. You know, I would love to take this time to, you know, provide any advice that you have now that you're, you know, 2+ years in the game, and anything that you wish you knew when you first got started that can help any DJs that are trying to get started in their business.
Well, I got to backtrack a little bit. I have to take a moment, not only to give God glory and the grace, but just to tell a little more of my story that I really don't tell often. In 2000, this is going to be crazy. So I know this is not the show for this, but I'm feeling led to put this out, because I believe somebody is on watching this that is on the fence on trusting God. So I have to go with the spirit and just testify a little bit of who you see before me and why DJ Numi's name is powerful. And if God did it for me, he could do it for you. In 2004, I went blind. I had something called pseudotumor cerebri. I'm going to give you the short end of the story. I went to specialists and doctors far and wide, and nobody understood why this perfectly young 24-year-old just went blind. They still never figured out what happened. I know I was at the gym. I was working out. I was on a piece of equipment. I heard a crack. And within 2 weeks, I went blind. I was legally blind. I went to a neuropsychiatrist, and he said, I think I know what's wrong with you, but we're going to have to get you to the emergency room. They gave me a spinal tap. My spinal fluid flew across the room. For 7 days straight, I had two spinal taps a day. So if anybody has ever had a spinal tap, you know it is one of the most excruciating pain that you can feel, to the point when I got out the hospital, I couldn't even walk. So they told me that I was going to have a shunt put in my back to drain my own spinal fluid because I had a blockage that was going into my head, but my spinal fluid was not flowing out. So it was causing me my head to swell, my retina to bleed, and my eyes to be paralyzed, the nerves in my eyes to be paralyzed, which caused me to be blind. They said I would be legally blind for the rest of my life, a shunt in my back, and I'll be on medication for the rest of my life. To God be the glory, I have 20/20 vision. I don't wear any glasses. I don't have a shunt in my back, and nor am I on any medication. That's the power of God. Secondly, 2008, I got really depressed. Really depressed. I lost my grandmother and got really depressed, and was diagnosed with major depressive disorder and with psychotic features, and I had extreme social anxiety, which means I couldn't even go to the grocery store without having a panic attack. Literally, I would go to the grocery store, have a panic attack, leave the groceries, everything, get in my car and try to find my way home. But because I'm having a panic attack, I can't even find where I live. I got lost. So that, because it was so crazy, I didn't even leave the house. It would be weeks that I wouldn't even leave the house. And glory be to God, he healed me from that. To the point where this person who couldn't even leave the house to go to the grocery store is now in front of people, entertaining people, on the mic. It's the power of God. So with God, nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is impossible. You can be a bum on the street and become a millionaire the next day if it's in God's divine will.
Amen.
So I had to get that part out and just let people know, because I believe there is somebody watching this that is just on the fence and not understanding, you know, why the things they are doing are not being successful or why they're not panning out. Maybe listen to God for a little bit. Maybe that's exactly maybe what you need. Trust him. A lot of times we do what we want to do and we do what we feel is best, but we don't lean to his understanding. We lean to our own understanding, and that's where we go wrong. So I'm done with that portion, but I had to give God all the honor and glory. And I know this wasn't the show for that, but
it was needed. It was needed, yeah. Brother. You know, I always look for opportunity to share my belief system. So thank you, man. I think that this is an amazing way to help DJs in an amazing way that they may not have been exposed to otherwise. So thank you for sharing that, man. At this time, we're going to jump right into the lightning round. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Pioneer, I can't even think of it right now. I'm a Windows person as well. So I'm not a Mac. I'm not a Mac person. And JBL 800 series.
Besides yourself, who's your favorite DJ?
It would have to be DJ Bar. out of New Jersey. You're familiar with DJ Burr? He's actually out of New Jersey. Yeah.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at and why?
My favorite party or event. I did a Sweet 16 for a young lady. And it was actually one of the best parties I went to because the mother wanted the works. She actually got a car. It was more one of those like parties from, remember MTV, My Sweet 16? So it was that style. They had dancers. They had a magician. So that was pretty cool. So that was one of my favorite parties.
Who's the most interesting person you've met through DJing?
Most interesting person. I can't really say I've met anybody. Well, Sierra from Love and Hip Hop. I did a birthday party for her son. She was pretty cool.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
I would say mostly like just the sound quality sometimes. A lot of DJs do the live streaming events and just the quality is off. The connection glitches sometimes. I think that's probably the only thing.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally whose story needs to be shared on this podcast.
Actually, I try to think. I'm trying to think. Definitely want to give a shout out to D Crucial. That's one of my DJs. He's an awesome guy, awesome father, awesome husband. Also DJ Abu, want to give a shout out to him. He's an awesome guy, awesome husband, awesome father. Also want to give a shout out to DJ Reckless, DJ Dapper Diva, and DJ C Lowe's. So yeah, those are some of the DJs, you know, I roll with and I know, and I would like to give a shout out to them.
Awesome. Yeah, we look forward to hearing their stories on the podcast one day. And any DJs that are interested in being on the show, they can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
Well, I'm all of Greater Atlanta area. Yeah, I'm still plugging along, still doing events. You can find me at djnewmeatl.com is my email address, djnewmeatl.com. Also, you can find me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, DJ_Newme. That's DJ_Newme. And I'm on Facebook, but I'm trying to get the hang of all that. but yeah, definitely Instagram, my website, and I'll lead you straight to me.
Awesome, brother. It's had been amazing chatting with you and hearing your story of how you just skyrocketed to success in a short amount of time, guided by the spirit. And I think that this was an important story to be told on the podcast. So everyone, please check out DJ Newme. He's doing an amazing job with his business and you can learn a lot from him and his journey. So thank you, brother, for spending time with us and being on the show.
It was a pleasure. Appreciate you inviting me. Thank you.